Well, good afternoon, Audio Boo, for the second time. So, we're sitting in Whitley Bay. And we're still waiting. Big Rick in one word, it's absolutely pouring down rain. Foul wind. And I thought I'd seen sight of them. So I had to go and get me bag. I've got a surprise for them at the right nose there. So we've just got to find out where they've gone. I'm sure I saw them. Can't see damn things through glasses. Just come around the corner. And they found a pub somewhere. Who knows? Onwards and upwards. In fact, I think we forgot to specify our rondo viewpoint, so I'm going to have to pause the recording and come back. I've been following them on Viewranger, so I think it's a few minutes out. So I might pause you and come back. I've been told to record it for prosperity. I've had instructions. How are you doing?
We're all done.
Well done. Well done.
All right.
How are you doing? They can't speak. You said you weren't tired.
No, just a bit achy, really.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Not too bad.
You look more wet than we do.
I must be soaked. Well, I haven't been going. I'm trying to find you, Pierre.
Oh, we went down to the sea.
Dipped right. Our feet in the ocean. Went for a bit of a skinny dip.
Look, you've got new range already. That's what I thought we'd gone down to the sea. He's in the sea. What a foul day.
It is. Oh, you know, we've had this all day as well, haven't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Should we get you in the car?
Should we get it in the dry?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to use the loo.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you capable of opening my backpack?
What do you want?
Open the backpack.
It's a bomb.
in the sandwich bag.
Oh, you tinker!
And the bottle. Can you get out?
Oh, you thing!
There you go. Bottle of champagne.
Oh,
they're only very plastic. Kind of you. They're only plastic.
That's all right. Should we go for a wee and then we'll have a sup?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
He's making you carry it.
Yeah. Get me
hands are numb with the cold at the minute.
I'm getting my own back. You done it?
We'll see you in a second.
Okay. What a foul day it is. I can't see anything out of my glasses. There you go for a wee. Right, we'll be back. While I go for a wee break, we'll be back.
Okay, I'm speaking.
Speaking. So we're in the car now. We're just approaching Nixon. The weather has gone particularly foul. The weather's closing in. It's all low mist and rain. So we've got Rick and Dean. Is Dean still awake? Is he fast asleep?
No, he's not. He's nearly awake there, he was.
We had to wake him up twice.
It's the gentle hum of the road noise, I was almost asleep then.
Is it warm enough? Are you too cold, or is it?
No, I'm fine, mate, I'm fine.
Yeah, so we're just approaching Rick's house. His mother's calling, going to provide us with some tea. So you both had a good walk. Both.
It's been amazing, really has.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying earlier on that. It's all right planning these trips on paper or like we did with a Dropbox document, but when you're actually walking it, the little things that happen along the way turn it from a trip into an adventure. It's been amazing. I've enjoyed every last second of it. even the, well, perhaps not the dead body in the river thing, but that was, yeah, it's been really good.
Well, I'm glad it's, I'm pleased to be part of the start and the finish, really. It's been fantastic for me.
Thanks to you as well for fetching us.
That's okay. My pleasure. And how's Owen's feet? How's your ankles?
They're yeah, it's a funny thing, you know. You start walking off from any period that you've stopped, whether it's, you know, a 10-second sit down or overnight, and you still get that same horrible kind of pain, and then you kind of warm into it. It's a funny thing, you know. Dean and I were both experiencing, you know, kind of different levels of pain, and it's just weird thing, you know. There were times over the past 5 days where, you know, we might have followed each other, Dean behind me or me behind Dean, or walked side by side, but you just get in this zone and you might not talk for an hour and a half. It's a funny thing. And there was this point today where I found myself slowing down because my knees were really hurting. I've got, like, on the inside and the back and the inside of my left knee there, it was really aching. If I twisted my body a certain way, it would feel as though it was breaking. And at one point I said to Dean, I shouted up to him, he was about 5 metres in front of me. I said, oh, I feel like a blinking Albanian wife. And he knew what I was talking about, you know, walking two paces behind him. So it had a bit of an effect on morale, kind of, you know, walking behind him. It's not, you know, there were times, there was a time, I think it was night time on the Wednesday that, you know, I would...
Because you were walking all night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was 30 miles that day.
Till 1:15 a.m.
Yeah, got in at quarter past one, but, I turn around to Dean and say, oh, you're right, because I was quite conscious because Dean wasn't saying anything that, you know, that there may be an issue. You know, there's been lots of times when I've been in pain and I just haven't said anything, but I make this sound really bad. I've actually enjoyed every minute of it, but you know, I turned around and I said, oh, are you all right? He says, yeah, it's a good pace. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
He says you're doing a good pace. And the same kind of thing today and a bit of yesterday when I was following Dean. It's nice just to have a pacer or a marker. And I was actually thinking there towards the end, we came through
New York.
Battle Hill, New York, and then down into Monk's Heaton. And today has been on tarmac the entire time. And you know, I have used Dean today as the pacer, and that if I was by myself, I definitely would have been stopping every half a mile for a breather. And so it's this kind of moral support, this kind of subliminal moral support that just keeps you going.
Well, I found out on Monday the last afternoon, the last 5 miles from Carlisle to the campsite, when you were pacing on, and I was kind of exactly that, straight at the back.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep up, you know. And
yeah.
There was not that zone, we all went quiet for a bit.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's been good, you know, it's a fantastic achievement.
Well, I mean, the thing is, Adrian, is that, I mean, I was telling the story, I don't know whether I was telling the story on Monday, but, you know, my wife said, oh, I could never walk 26 miles, like a couple of these walking challenges that I've done in the past 2 months. I could never walk 26 miles. Of course you can walk 26 miles. You don't have to walk 26 miles, you know, all in one go. You might want to spread it over 2 days. You might want to take 10, you know, brew stops. But of course you can walk 26 miles, you know.
I found that with the 22, and the 22, I've never bought 22 in my life, you want.
Yeah, that. I mean the fact of the matter is, you just gotta, you know, you gotta put it out of your mind that you can't do something like this, because you can do it. There are certain things that people can't do because they're limited by technical ability, you know, alpine mountaineers and that, but you know, we've just strapped rucksacks to our back. We've ensured that we've got plenty of water. We've ensured that we've got food for the way. We've ensured that we've planned, you know, where we can eat. And actually, the past 3 days, completely dynamic. The plans just went straight out the window. And we had the plan A, B and C, didn't we? The past 3 days about... And actually, they changed because yesterday it was a case of, right, we may cut short by about 5 miles. Sorry, that's my phone. We may cut it short by 5 miles and then get the bus to the backpacker's place in Newcastle where we were staying. And then today we get the bus back out and then redo the distance that we missed. That was a decision. That's what was going. And also, we would only go to Segedin and we wouldn't go to Whitley Bay. And that was a decision. That was the mutual decision. And I was thinking to myself, I don't really want to do that because that was pure pain on Wednesday, having to redo 10 kilometres over some really steep terrain at times, you know, virtually vertical. And as it came to it, you know, I felt fine to go on. It was nice to turn a bend, and all of a sudden there were all of the Tyne bridges, you know, and it kind of fills you with a sense of vigour to continue.
When you tweeted the picture last night, I thought, right, he's got to, Newcastle. That's another milestone to look.
You've got
in your mind that's further on.
Well, yeah, you know, these are things, you know, you've got to stay fluid. You've got to stay flexible about things. But if you're going to do that, you need to plan what's going to happen. Is the plan that you're going to cut the route short in its entirety and you're not going to complete what you'd set out to do? Because sometimes you do have to face facts. You really do. Things happen along the way, as they did, and I've said this from, you know, Wednesday. If I didn't wear those boots on Monday, if I wore the boots that I'm wearing now, I would have been fine, absolutely fine. We would have done this a lot quicker, and because we had a bit of an issue on Wednesday night when we turned up at the wigwams, insofar as our wigwam had been given to somebody else, and so we got a Bukshi wigwam with no bedding in it whatsoever. So we had that hardship to deal with. Getting in at 1:15 trying to ring the owners, and then at 1:30 just saying, go straight on, Adrian. Having just to deal with it as best we could. Oh, that was nice that they didn't even look. Did you notice that? We're in Hexham now. Right, what you want to do is... just follow the road round to the right.
Okay.
Up there, there's a roundabout. The first exit is a dead end anyway. But, come left lane. That's big Tesco's on the right. We're in Hexham now. I'll give you running commentary.
It's a nice place.
Well, here we go. So that's big Tesco's on the right. And in a minute, you'll see Aldi on your right, peeking through.
An Aldi.
Now, Aldi on your right, it's going to be over your right shoulder in a second. There. That's where the wool mill used to be, where I used to work. Northumbria Wools. That's the job. See, this is quite funny because, you know, when you spend so much time with someone, and you know, I've known Dean for a while across social networks, so I mean, I knew that we would talk anyway, but it's great to, you know, learn about another person.
Had you not met Dean before this walk?
Hadn't met him.
No.
Not met Dean. The kind of closest that we'd ever come to each other was a FaceTime conversation where we planned it. So it was like a 4-hour FaceTime conversation, wasn't it, that night?
When I went to see Mac, that we just started talking naturally. As though we'd been friends for a long time, you know. I don't know if that was the same with you and Dean. You just kind of fall into the conversation.
I referred to things that Rick might have said about a year ago on Audioboo or something like that.
Yeah. It, yeah, so it's good. It you know, I mean, I'd made the comment to my parents. Was it to my parents? Yeah, it was to my parents. I mean, I'd told my parents that, like, when I was back up in February, you know, I'm going to be doing this with Dean, whom I've never met. What? You've never met him? Are you going to what? Yeah. And to someone who, you know, isn't, you know, my parents don't know what audio boo is. I've explained what it is, but I mean, you gain also a lot, not just from audio boo, but, you know, from YouTube. You know, Dean's on YouTube and I've been on YouTube, so he's been able to see, and I've been able to see mannerisms, but it's still not the complete picture. So, no, go straight on. Go right at this, where that red car's going in there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's been a really good 5 days.
Agreed. And you've got back in one piece, that's the main thing.
Yeah, in the Red Rocket.
In the Red Rocket.
Well, do you know something? I always had in the back of my mind, even from Tuesday, was a really hard day mentally for me, because you can quite easily just sack it, you know. You can quite easily just bin it. And for those people who are listening and haven't been keeping up with what's been going on, either through my audio boos or, you know, Adrian hasn't gone into particular detail. I've caught up on a couple of your audio boos over the past couple of nights.
Well,
but
I've got a few to upload, but with my data, I haven't really even got around to uploading it.
You know, those blisters on my heels are pretty bloody nasty, you know. And I'm not trying to tell any war stories here. I'm not trying to be a hero or anything. I'm stating a fact. I wore the wrong boots at the right boots at the wrong time. This chippy's just opened, the Sea Chef. This is where I used to work. Oh, she's doing a grand job there. 3 million point turn in the street. What are you doing, missus?
I don't think she
knows. The Sea Chef, this must have just opened in the past few weeks. It had burnt down. But I used to, there's Gary, him drinking the Coke there. I used to work there. I used to peel the taties and chip them. That was my job as a kid. It was hard work. Okay, there's Dean's car there. Right, what you want to do is park behind Dean.
Yeah.
But obviously not blocking the steps and not chipping your alloys. So we're here.
Homeward, so. All right. Then I wrap the audio up, then you go.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does.
So we'll say goodbye then, I think. Goodbye from Turbo Stream. Goodbye from All One Word. And Dean.
Dean is asleep.
Goodbye from me.
But thanks for your support, Adrian. I'll say this on your channel, on your recording, but thanks for all your support and coming to pick us up and everything in between.
We can now go enjoy the champagne over here.
Oh yeah, yes. Champagne.
So we'll say goodbye then.
See you, thanks for listening.
Bye for now.